Yud Nissan, Thursday the 6th of April, Rabbi Benji Gordon, Practical Aspects of the Mitzvah of Losash of Chomash of Pesach. You understood. Chomash of Pesach.
I'll
find out anyway. Okay. We're going to have a look at a couple of aspects, a couple of interesting shailas about Chometz She'ovah Alav HaPesach. Not necessarily things that we come across every day, but definitely things that apply. And there's one very interesting thing at the end which I wanna share with you. So, the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Mem Ches, okay? Steve Cotton Gimel says that Chometz Shel Yisrael She'ovah Alav HaPesach, Chometz that belongs to a Jew, over Pesach, also Bahana, is forbidden to have benefit from after Pesach. Afilu hinichu shoygeig oy oynas. Even if the Jew kept the chometz by mistake, by b'shoygeig or b'oynas, it's still forbidden for him to have benefit from the chometz after Pesach. Then he goes on and says, v'machvo enosel in Yehudi, if you sell the chometz or you give the chometz to a non-Jew, then it's going to be okay. Right, and the Shulchan Aruch explains that it has to be that sale is a real sale. We're not doing a trick. You know, when we sell the chometz to a non-Jewish person, it's not some sort of shtick or trick that we're trying to do. We're actually doing a real sale. And at the end of Pesach, if he gives it back to us, if he goes back on the sale, that's fine. We can then benefit from the chometz. Okay, but it can't be that the sale is done on condition that he gives it back. It can't be that the sale is done with some sort of trick, because then it's not going to be a proper sale, and it's going to be Chometz She'ovah Alav HaPesach. Okay? So, the Mishnah Berurah says...
Chutz L'bayis or not?
So, let's see.
Where is
it kept? It can't be in your own... It can't be quite in your own property, but if it's put away, it's put away in a certain place, right? And then sometimes the mokom of the place is also given over to the non-Jew as well, and they're kind of renting the space as well. Let's see. Okay? So, the Mishnah Berurah says... If you look at Gimel, he says, Osa Bahana, why is it that this Chometz She'ovah Alav HaPesach is going to be forbidden to benefit from? The Kansuhu Rabbonim, the Rabbonim made a knas, they made a fine. Hoyo Va'ova Alav Bali Ra'i or Bali Motzei. Since he's transgressed Bali Ra'i or Bali Motzei on Pesach, he wasn't allowed to own this Chometz on Pesach and he owned it on Pesach, the Rabbonim made a knas, they made a fine, that after Pesach, he's now not allowed to benefit from the Chometz. Panichu Shoigig, he says, Shelo Yoda me oisi chometz. He didn't know that this chometz was there. Oy onos, Rotzaloima, Sheyoda, he knew that the chometz was there. Ella, Shehoya onos, he was an onos, Shloyahoya yochol leva'aroi. He wasn't able to burn the chometz. Va'afal pi, de bezel loy ova abali roe. Even though in that case, because he was onos, he had no way of getting rid of this chometz. He's not going to be transgressing the Aveira of Bali Ra'ah, of owning Chometz on Pesach, Afilo Hochi Kansinan Hatira, Otu Isura. They made a knas, they made a fine, of the case of Hesed, the case where he didn't really do anything wrong, there's a fine in that case, Otu, because of the case where he did do something wrong. The Isharina Le, because we're worried, that if we permit the case of Onus, if we permit the case where he didn't have a choice, maybe they'll come, maybe someone will come if they see that there is chometz that you're allowed to have after Pesach. Maybe someone will come and they'll leave chometz lechatzchela from the beginning. They'll especially leave chometz over and they'll benefit from it after Pesach because they may not realize or something that case was a case of onus and there was no way of him destroying the chometz and they might make the wrong deduction. Okay. One second. Good. So in. Sif Hey, okay, the next page has Sif Cotton Hey. Sif Hey, Chometz Shenimsa Bebeish Yisrael Acha HaPesach, Osa. Chometz that's found in the house of a Jew after Pesach, so it was in the house of a Jew throughout Pesach, it's Osa. Af Al Pi Shebito, even though he was Mevatel the Chometz. Okay, so like you said, right, there should be, we know that according to the Torah, okay, we don't really need to do all of this searching for Chometz and selling the Chometz. You do Bittel. You're mevatel the chometz. You say that the chometz is ka'af, but the hour it's like dust. And that's it. You've fulfilled your mitzvah. You've fulfilled your mitzvah d'oraisa. You haven't transgressed bali ol bali matze. All your chometz is dust. Says the Shulchan Aruch that chometz that's found in the house of a Jew after Pesach is forbidden, even if you were mevatel the chometz. So, if you look at the Bir Halacha, okay, the Bir Halacha back on the first Halacha that we saw. The Bir Halacha has a question. On the front page. The front page. The Bir Halacha on the front page, the column on the right. It says like this. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch said that Chometz she'avar alav Pesach, Chometz that's kept over Pesach, is also v'hana'ah, even if it was left b'shogeg or ba'onus. So now, the Bir Halacha has a question. He says, ha'mechabe sosam. The mechabe is sosam. He doesn't explain himself properly. Is the case here that he wasn't mevatel the chometz, he didn't burn the chometz, and he also wasn't mevatel the chometz, he also didn't do a bittul chometz, and that's why if he left it over, even ba'onas, it's going to be asa. Aval in bittul, but if he did a bittul, afshele bodet machmazanas, but he just didn't do a bedika and a bio because of the onas, then it's going to be mutter. Given she'al kolponim kiyam ikka hadin midoraisa. Why? Because he's done the bittul, which is the ikka din doraisa. He's fulfilled his din according to the Torah, and therefore it's going to be okay. Oy afilu bebittul v'hinichu midoraisa. Or we're saying that even if he did a bittul, just he didn't burn the chometz, he didn't do a bedika and burn the chometz, machmas oynes because of an oynes, nami osa, it's still going to be osa. Okay, so he has a question. This halach of the Shulchan Aruch, when he says the chometz that's kept in the house of a Jew over Pesach, for oynes or b'shoigig, is going to be osa b'hana after Pesach, is that only talking about a case where he was not mevatel the chometz, or is that even when he was mevatel the chometz? Later on, when we saw the other halacha, when he speaks about chometz that was not mevatel and kept in the house of a Jew, it's osa. It doesn't say there whether it's talking about mezid, it doesn't say if it's talking about on purpose, if it's talking about shogeg, if it's talking about oynes. Okay? So here we're wondering now whether this case is also talking about the case of bittul as well. And he says, v'nechzuchu b'zeh ha'achroinim, and the achroinim argue about this. And the come on, Sif, hey, v'inyim bittul. D'radaz ha'machmirim shom, the ones that are strict over there, b'bodak or bittul ha'motza achra Pesach, you do a search, and you're mevatel, and you find it after Pesach, kol shekein hocha, all the more so over here, he says, shaloi bodak k'nal, you didn't do a bodika, afshah ho'ya honest, even if you are honest. Achadaz ha'matirim, there are those that are meikul, b'bodak or bittul, and they say, hu adin hocha, also over here, afshaloi bodak, even if you did not do a bodika, Mikomakam kivin shahya onus bezeh, since you were an onus, and you've been mekayim the din doraisa because you've done bittul chometz. Loigoyim bodak or bittul, it's no worse than someone who was bodak and did bittul or motza achra Pesach and found chometz after Pesach. Okay, so we have a question now. The question is whether if someone was an onus or shoigig, they didn't have a way of being mevatel the chometz, of burning their chometz before Pesach or searching for their chometz before Pesach, and they do a bittul, are they now allowed to benefit from that chometz after Pesach or not? Okay? So, the first case, there's a number of different cases where this is going to apply. Okay? And the first one is actually brought by the Mishnah Berurah himself on page 2. Back in the halacha, back in Sif Hei, Tof Mem Ches Sif Hei, in Sif Kosom Tof Hei. Okay? He says, Osa Afa Pisha Bitloi. And the case is as follows. It says, Osa afapisha bitloi oihiv kiroi, v'yesuruhu afilu bahana. And it's going to be osa even bahana. Not only is it osa, to eat this chometz after Pesach, it's going to be osa even to have benefit from it. V'afa gafta kusha bitloi eino over baliwa. Even though you're not going to be over baliwa in this case, because we're talking about a case where he did do bittul. Mikol mokim choshashu chachomim, the chachomim were worried. So what's the reason for this? What's the reason for this knas? She'im natiru kusha bitloi. If we allow people to be mevatel the chometz and not to do a proper bedika and a biur chometz, yesh locha she'niach kol adam chemtzai ala achar Pesach, we're worried that everyone's just going to leave their chometz where it is. Ve'yoyman, they're going to say shehefkiru kodem haPesach kadesh natalei. They're just going to say it's hefka before Pesach, and then after Pesach, we're going to go back to their chometz. And if they do that, we're worried that they're not really going to mean it when they say it's Hefka. The bittle's not going to really be a proper bittle. And what comes out of that is, if they're not really doing a proper bittle and they didn't really mean it, then it means that really they have chometz now sh'avar lava pesach, because they kept the chometz the whole time. Right, even if you search, it's also asa b'hanah if there's something that you missed by mistake. There's no difference. And some are mekel, but bodak or bittel if you did a search, v'nimsa achakach, and you only found afterwards, because since you've done a search, then you've done all that you can. D'may havelei l'meivad, what was he meant to do? How he also had kol kedin, he did everything according to the din. He did a bittel, he did a bedika, he just missed something, so that thing that he missed is going to be okay. V'da'atam da'akol panem b'hanah ein le'asah, and they say that in that case we didn't make it asa b'hanah. They'll still hold it asa b'achila, but it's not asa b'hanah. Of a mokim hefsa meruba, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that if it's a case of hefsa meruba, there's going to be a loss. Yesh lismech aleihem, you can be soimech on these people. Okay, that hold that you, if you did everything that you could, you did a bedika, you did a bittel, then you found chametz afterwards, you were allowed to use it for hanah, not for achila, but for hanah. You could sell it after Pesach. Yeah, you could sell it to someone after Pesach and benefit from the money. And benefit. Only Hanah. Not Achila. You couldn't eat it according to them. No, they only say Hanah.
The person who buys it
can't
eat it.
It depends if a non-Jew were to buy it. Yeah. Yeah.
But same thing. If you sold it over Pesach, it wouldn't be the same, would it?
If you sold it over Pesach, what do you mean? When you mean before Pesach?
If you did the Vedika Bittel, but it was in your resource.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that different from if you sold it? Because then it's not yours.
Yeah, if you sold it before Pesach, then that's what we do, right? You sell it. Yeah, if you do a proper sale, it's not yours. And someone sells it back to you, and then you eat it.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm a bit halacha. I feel much what he says on this. Okay, now he says the case. So this is the first practical case that we have with this situation. Misha hoya basfina. A person's on a boat. They're on a journey. Vayesh ite chometz. They have chametz with them. They don't have a goy, right? So yochalim kalei to be able to sell the chametz to them. Va'omad v'hifkiyo b'fnei edim. So they stand up before Pesach and they say in front of edim that their chametz is hefka. Im yochal achar Pesach zakeis boy. After Pesach, are they now able to reacquire the chametz? V'lehones b'menu and to benefit from it.
You need
edim. So let's see. Yeah, this says here, it says he did it in front of Edom. He does it in front of Edom.
He didn't have Edom.
If he just did a bittle, so we're going to see, you're going to gain something from the Edom. Okay? There's a reason why he says Edom in this case. Nechleku achroinim bedova. The achroinim argue on this. V'robo metzadadim le'issa. Most people hold it's asa, for the reason that we said, because of haramo. U'mikol mokoim behefsim robo yesh lismeich v'lehatir. But if it's hefsa meruba, we can be matish shim kavenu la'akum, that after Pesach, you could sell it to a goy, meaning you could get benefit from it. Or you can switch it for something else. You give him your chametz, he'll give you some other chametz, and that way you'll have chametz that wasn't of another Pesach. So that case was if you had chametz on you. So the guy's on the boat and he has chametz with him. Now the second case. V'im hoya baderech, if he's on the journey, it's not that he has chometz with him, but he remembers that he has chometz at home. He has no one to sell it to. So what does he do? He's omad v'hifke b'fnei edim. He stands and he's mafkevit in front of edim. Hachometz shebaseich beisai, the chometz which is in his house. Nira deyuchol lismeich b'zeh adas hamakinim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in this case you can rely on the makilim, but lachzor lezakus by achar pesach, but lehones bimenu, and you can take it back after Pesach, even without the hefsa meruba. Why? Shekivan shlo haya hachometz biyodai, since the chometz was not in his hands. Ve'imkein lo haya yachol limkov v'lo levakitik, and there's nothing else he could have done. When the chometz is with you, you're right, you don't want to burn the chometz because you want your chometz. You're going to lose money if you burn the chometz. But you could technically burn the chometz. So there's something else that you could have done. You could have burnt the chometz. When the chometz is in your house, there's nothing else you could have done. You're not there. You're on the boat. Right? You're on the boat and there's no goy with you. There's nothing you could have done. So therefore, when you're on the boat, if you are mafkir the chometz in front of Edim, then the Mishnah Berurah paskens, even without the hefsa meruba, we're going to say that you're allowed to benefit from it after Pesach. if the chometz was with you, and you could have been mevarei and you weren't, instead you just made a hefka, then it's only in the case of hefsim meruba that we're going to say that you're allowed to benefit from the chometz.
If the chometz is on the boat, then you're not.
So you're here, and the chometz...
You sent the lift back to show all your stuff,
so,
and it's in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the ship.
So you sent it to a god. Because this whole case was only again, it's the same sort of thing, because the case only applied, the Mishnah Berurah said, they're talking about a case where there's no goy with him. Yeah, you'll have to tell him how to. He'll have access to it, I guess, when it arrives. He'll have access to it. It'll be his chometz, whatever it is. But you have to still sell it to the goy. Here we're only talking about a case where there's no goy to sell it to, and therefore, yeah. Here we're talking about a case where there's no goy to sell it to, so there's nothing that you can do.
So we're allowed to eat it or just have our
normal. In these cases.
In this last case.
It's all only hanor. Because remember, we're downing between. There's a machlekes achronim, right? All we're doing is we're deciding we have a machlekes achronim whether we're machmir maker in such a case. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying in this case you can go according to the ones that are machmir. In this case you can go according to the ones that are maker. But everyone within the machlekes is still only talking about hanor. No one said it's mutar b'achina.
So you're machmir the chometz which is in your hand.
Yes.
And his reshush is not automatically
kainur. You're on the boat and you're machmir the chometz which is in your house. Or whatever it is. You can do that if you can do that. You have to do the hefka in a way that you're not being you don't want it.
And others need to know about that so they couldn't feel.
You've done it in front of Aiden. You've done it in front of Aiden. Okay? Fine. So he goes on and just says, just to finish off him, Kin Loha Yoko Limka Vlaivag Kitikan, the Consura Bonon Hoyo. Sorry, wrong page. Chazal, how you mechuyev, how you lahafke mitzad hadin, kadesh lo yava bavaliva, v'imkein elon lekoin seles achem soy kishachoyz of zechabai, because he's done everything that he can. He's done everything that he could do according to the Chazal.
He can't be over Baliva because he's not there.
He can't be over on Baliva
because he's not there.
Right. And he doesn't own the chometz because he's been mafkevin. Okay? So that's the first case, this case of the boot. So we have there's different cases. If the chometz is with him, on the boat, then he has to still be mafkir in front of Edim, but we don't allow him to, because he's not allowed to own it, but we don't allow him to benefit from the chometz after Pesach unless it's hefsa meruba. If he has chometz that's at home, then he should be mafkir the chometz again in front of Edim that's at home, and then we say that when he goes back home afterwards, he would be allowed to benefit from the chometz. The reason why he'll be allowed to benefit from the chometz is because he did everything that he could. Okay?
Can he eat it?
No. At the moment, he can't eat it. There's no eating. Only Hanor, because the whole machlokes achronim about the case is only talking about Hanor. All the Mishnah Berurah is doing is he's going according to one side of the achronim within this machlokes of Hanor. He doesn't have at the moment anyone to go with for achin. Okay, so that's the first case. I want to bring another case, on which they also bring down, and there's something also a little bit different within the second case. So the second case, which is quite an obvious one, is a person in prison. Okay, so it's a similar sort of thing. You have someone on a boat, and you have someone in prison. So a person's in prison, and let's say they're in whatever solitary confinement, they don't have anyone to sell the chometz to, you have exactly the same sort of situation as the boat. Okay, it's exactly the same. Rav Moshe brings another case of prison, okay, which I want to bring down because you'll see why I'm bringing it down. It's slightly different. Okay, he says what happens like this. You have a Jewish man in prison, and he's in a cell with a non-Jew. Okay? Now, what happens is, every day, the prison come, and they bring the food for the people in the prison. Okay? And part of that food is chometz, is bread. Okay, so every day they're bringing bread to this Jewish person who's in prison, throughout Pesach, each day by day they're bringing bread. So the question he has is he able to somehow sell this bread to the non-Jewish person who is in his cell with him, okay, before Pesach, or basically makes a deal with him, that I'm going to sell you this bread before Pesach, and each day you're going to get the bread, and either you give me money, or you're going to give me some other piece of food so that I should be able to have food over Pesach.
Why don't you just give it to him?
When?
Any bread that comes in, it's yours. I'm giving you
it. It's yours as it comes in. It's yours as it comes in. Okay, so is he allowed? So fine. So that also, is he allowed to do that? Okay, we'll see why it's a little bit complicated. So Moshe says it's mutter. Okay, but Moshe says that, but Moshe says he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do this deal with the goy, like saying that it becomes his, or that he sells it to him, or whatever it is, as it comes in. And he goes through a whole thing of like, why it is that the Jew is not koina this chometz, kind of as it's coming, right? Because he explains that even though it belongs to whoever's running the prison, right? And he says that they're not really giving him the chometz. First of all, it's not coming into his reshus, because the prison cell is not his reshus. There's no kinyan chotzer, right? He would have to lift up the chometz in order to be koina it. Until he lifts it up, it's not really his. It belongs to the prison to do whatever they want with it. They could come as soon as he's given it to him. They could come straight away and take it back away from him. He has no. It's not necessarily that he has like a right to this piece of bread specifically. Therefore, he's not koina it immediately. And therefore, if he does a deal like this, then he can give it to the goy. He has an interesting kind of additional shaila on this, which is the shaila of roitzeh b'kiyumai. The Gemara speaks about a case in Avodah Zarah. The case is that someone owns Avodah Zarah, okay? A non-Jewish person owns Avodah Zarah, and he owes you money. He owes you, a Jewish person, money. And he says to you, I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah. Right? I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah. I'm going to use the money. I'm going to sell the Avodah Zarah to get the money in order to pay you back the debt that I owe you. Right? So that's not allowed. Because there's a din of roitzeh b'kiyumai, which means that you want this Avodah Zarah now to kind of be in existence, and you want this Avodah Zarah to be sold for money, right? In order that you get paid back with your debt. So if, depending on the deal that he did over here, Rav Moshe says that there could be a shaila of roitzeh b'kiyumai, because there's also the Tor paskens that we also say roitzeh b'kiyumai by chometz as well on Pesach. And therefore, if you have chometz on Pesach, and you have a deal, for example, that you're getting money for the chometz as it's coming in each day, or if he's giving you other food for the chametz as it's coming in each day, then maybe there could be a shayla of roitzeh b'kiyumai. He says in the end that we don't say roitzeh b'kiyumai in this case. The reason why we don't is because I don't know exactly which prison he's talking about, but he said that the prisons that he's talking about, it's not the kind of situation where if you don't eat the chametz, they're going to let you starve. Right, the prison service wouldn't let you starve. They would give you, if you refused to eat the chametz, then eventually they would give you some other food. And therefore, if the chametz went, then you wouldn't really mind, and therefore you would mind, but it wouldn't be you know, the end of the world for you, like if you lost a lot of money on this debt, and therefore there's no din of roitzeh b'kiyumai. Okay, so that's the case of the prison. Okay, so it's slightly different. Okay, because the case of the prison is where there's a goy there. He has someone that he can sell it to. But we're saying that this food that's coming into him, because it's not really his, he doesn't acquire it, and therefore he's able to do this deal with the goy, right, that he could either keep him, or he could even keep it for him and give it back to him after Pesach. Right? As long as that wasn't a matana al manas, right, the same way that we sell to a goy and then give it back after Pesach, he could, if he chose to give it back after Pesach, that would be okay as well. Okay? Now, the third case is a case that I wanted to get to. Okay, there's a sefer called Mima'amakim. Okay, it's a sefer written by Rabbi Ephraim Ashri, and he wrote it. He was the rabbi in the Kovna ghetto. He was a rabbi in the Kovna ghetto during the Second World War. And if you go to his sefer, it's five volumes. It's a huge sefer. It's five volumes. I think a lot of it was actually written post-war. And he basically writes all of the questions that people came to ask him when they were in the Kovna ghetto. So I actually did a search earlier in the week of Pesach, and it's amazing that the shailas that come up that people were asking in the ghetto when they were going through all the things that they were going through are just absolutely incredible. But one of the things that they come and they ask him is a question which is similar to these sorts of questions. Okay, so they ask him like this. He actually has two separate shutim, two separate shaylos and tshuvos on this topic. So one of them is like this. One of them just says that they have chometz. They were just before Pesach, or just started Pesach, and the Germans came and they brought them their bread ration for the next 2 weeks. Okay, they brought in this huge, whatever it is, cart of bread, and that's going to be the ration, the bread ration for the next 2 weeks. Okay, and it's just before Pesach. So what do they do? What do they do? Okay? That was the first question. The second question was a question of, they had hidden chometz. They'd managed to sneak in some food, or whatever it was, that they had on the side, because there was no way they could survive off the ration that was being given to them. What do we do with this hidden chametz over Pesach? So he explains the shayla. Okay, the shayla is like this. What are they going to do? They're going to sell it to a goy, right? So he says, first of all, there weren't really very many goyim around, right, within the ghetto. And second of all, if they tell a goy about the hidden chametz, the goy is going to tell on them, and he's going to take the chametz, right? They're not going to have it. And if they set, and even the chametz that has come in as the rations, if they start telling goyim that they're selling it, why are you selling it? You're selling it because of Pesach, etc. Then the same thing is going to happen, right? It's going to get taken. So the questions are, how can they sell the chametz? Can they sell the chametz? Can they eat the chametz after Pesach? All these things. What are they going to do about it? So it's actually a very similar case to the cases that we discussed. Okay, because you're in a situation where, let's say they're mevatel chametz, they can be mevatel chametz in front of Edim, right? But there's nothing else that they're able to do. What else can they do apart from being mevatel chametz? Okay, there's nothing else they can do. And therefore, they would have done everything that they possibly can. And if we said that if you've done everything you possibly can, like on the case of the boat, where the chametz is in your house, then we can rely on the mekilim, even if it's not hefsim over here, obviously it is hefsim over, that it's going to be muta faha no. Right, but the problem is that they need to eat it. So what Rebbe Chaim HaShvi basically does in his Sefer is, obviously because we're talking about cases of major hefsim over, we're talking about cases possibly of even mainly, pikuach nefesh as well, he tries to always find like one person that we can go with. Okay? So he brings a Me'iri, or a base mayor, sorry. He brings a base mayor. If you have a look back on the first sheet, like further down in the Mishneh Berurah, he says like this, there's a base mayor, he's actually talking about a different case over here. He's talking about a case where a Jewish person was using someone's grinder, someone's mill, and they left their flour in the mill, and they planned to go back to it, or they didn't plan anything, they were going to go back to it after Pesach, and meanwhile the goy comes on Pesach, he grinds the flour, he makes it into dough, and he bakes bread with it, and he comes to the Jewish person on Pesach and says, here's your bread from the flour that you left in the grinder. So the Beis Meir says, the Beis Meir metzadei lehatir, he wants to be matir ba'achila, mitan achaf, another reason. The afagaf pozaga machabah, the bein b'shogig, the bein ba'onas, lav kol oin sin. Whether ba'onis, you're not allowed to eat it. He says like this: Lav kol oinsin shovim, not all oinsin are the same. Of oinis kazeh, in this oinis that he's speaking about with the grinder, deloy hayo yochol klal asuki adati shiafim akum. There was no way you could have thought at all that this non-Jewish person was going to go, he was going to grind your grain for you, he's going to make flour, he's going to make dough, he's going to make bread, he's going to deliver it to you on Pesach. There's no way you would have thought that was going to happen. The Chacham did not make a knas in that case. Okay? So basically, Rav Ashvi, what he's done is, he's found a case, where we are mekel fa'achila, because we say, lav kol oinsin shavim, that case is so far-fetched, there's no way that the Chacham would make, what's the reason for the knas? The reason for the knas, again, is because of harama. We're scared you're going to do a trick. You're going to pretend to be mevatel your chametz, even though you're not really going to. Right? You're not going to do that for this case. This is such a far-fetched case that he's going to say, the Beis Meir says it's even mutar ba'achila. Now, we don't paskin like that. But that Ashri says, Rebbe Chaim Ashri says, that for the case of the ghetto, where again, there's nothing else that you could do, and it's a far-fetched case, and it's hefsed merubah, and it's like honest nefashos, for that case, he's going to be matir, that if they're mevatel it in front of Edim, right, then after Pesach, they can be koinu it again, and they're going to be able to even eat the chametz after Pesach. There's one other heter that he has here very, very quickly. The other heter is very similar to the case of the prison. Okay? In that, who does the bread belong to? Who does the bread belong to? Okay, so if you would ask the Germans that have brought the bread into the ghetto, they would obviously say that the bread belongs to them. They're not giving the bread to the Jews. Right, it's not the Jews' bread to do what they want with. At any time they could come and take it away. Right, so it's possible that the bread doesn't belong to the Jews at all, and therefore there's going to be no problem in the first place. He actually brings an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer speaks about a case of someone who has an illegal brewery. They're making beer or whiskey illegally, illegally. So what do they do? What do they do about Pesach, right? If the country found out about it, they would confiscate it straight away, right? So can they sell it? Can they not sell it? Is it theirs to sell, right? Or do they keep it? So the Avnezer says Mimon Asha. He says if it's theirs, then they can sell it. So they'll do a sale, right? If it's not theirs, then it's not theirs anyway. So they're not. It's not Chomet Shavuot of Pesach. He uses that also to say, in this case also, it's not really theirs. Just like the prison, like that case as well, it's not really theirs. And therefore, that would be another heta on top of the base meyer as to why they would be allowed to eat the chomets after Pesach. Good. 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 Good.